Hi, this is Bartosz Galka speaking from Poland. Our cidery is located on the south of the country, nearby Krakow, around 50 kilometers. And you are listening to Cider Chat.
Episode 64.
Zero. Jeden. Dwa.
Hello and welcome to Cider Chat. My name is Rio Wincolor, and I am your Cider MC and the producer of this weekly podcast, where we speak with cider makers, enthusiasts, and folks within the cider trade from around the world. And this week, we're speaking with Bartosz Galka from Poland and the cidery called Slow Flow Group. There'll be more on that chat in a moment. There are always events and festivals happening in Ciderville. And so I'd like to go right to the big one coming up in Chicago. That kicks off with Chicago Cider Week, which begins on February 3rd. And on February 7th, I will be at the Northman, which is a cider bar, at 4:30 p.m., sitting in the booth, chatting with you about cider stories for an upcoming podcast. And then the next day, which is Wednesday, February 8th, is the kickoff to CiderCon. And the workshops begin at 8 a.m. in the morning. There'll be a link in the show notes so you can look at the schedule. Now, CiderCon is an annual event put on by the United States Association of Cider Makers, which is primarily specific for commercial cider makers or folks looking to start a cidery. And don't you know, they also have membership for enthusiasts. So that'll be taking place on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I'm very excited to say that I'll be attending CiderCon once again this year. And if you would like to set up a chat, well, send me an email to ria@ciderchat.com. And on February 11th, you can attend the Chicago Cider Summit. That will be taking place out at the Navy Pier. It's a two-session cider fest. The first session goes from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., then from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And I do hope that you stop by and say, hey, Rhea, meet me. I'll be there. I'll have a little table set up. You'll see a little banner that says Cider Chat on it. And do not be shy. Come on along and let's chit-chat about cider. You could tell me what you've been finding that's really fun to be drinking there. And maybe you'll have some more fine tips to tell me about your spot in Ciderville. And it gets better, because now, while you're traveling about in Chicago or the rest of the USA, you could use Uber and provide the following promo code, which is Cider Chat. Yay! Awesome, right? And get $10 off your first ride. Uber is a safe and inexpensive taxi service, and I know that myself and many folks attending all the events in Chicago will be using Uber. I mean, look at it. From the Chicago Hilton to the Northman, if you do a pool ride, that's where you travel with a couple people, it costs about $12. So if you use this promo code, dang, that ride over to the Northman only costs you about $2 and change. Yay! Not bad, right? So you can find all the info about it if you want by going to ciderchat.com/Uber, that's spelled U-B-E-R, or simply download the Uber app for your Android or iOS smartphone, where you next will be prompted to set up your profile and your payment. You could do either a credit card or PayPal. Then up comes the promotion screen. Just press that little button, add promo code, and then type in next, Cider Chat, one word. and away you go. I am so excited and thrilled to be an affiliate with Uber and help you get around and get to your cider as easy as possible. Well, it has been busy in Ciderville at the Cider Chat Facebook page. There's a bunch of folks that I just can't wait to say howdy do to. So let's start out with Sandra, who's from the UK, but she's now living in Normandy, France. How many of us just have that on our bucket list? And certainly I did get to go to Normandy just this past fall, and I was able to speak to both Didier Bedu, who's a president of the Appellation Control there for Cider, Calvados, Pomu, and wow, that was amazing. And again, Ledier, and of course, Eric Bordelais. So Sandra, you don't have to go too far to have amazing cider. And then there's a bunch of folks from Japan. First off, we have Shai Ori, who was a sommelier, and she now lives in Nagano. And then we have Mika, who lives in another region. There's two regions of Japan that are really deep in apples. That's in Nagano, and also the Aomori, which is another region in Japan. So welcome, Mika. And then there is Saik Aka, and she is from Japan, along with Keiko. And then we have Tsuyoshi from Japan. Welcome, sir. And Ryoji, another guy from Japan. Uji, looks like you are really in on like the Spanish theme there. I'm not sure what's going on, but you are also from Japan. So, you know, we all have our different traditions, things that we're doing. That sounds pretty cool, or looks pretty cool. And then we have Muko and Funatsu. These are two women from Japan. And then a professor at the Tokyo National College, and his name is Tatsuyo. He's at the National College of Technology, I want to say. And we have Naomi from Yamaguchi. And then Yukai from Tokyo. Wow, all those people from Japan. I love that, because we know that the Tokyo Cider Collection is kicking up. They're preparing for that later on this year. A lot is happening, and there are, again, those two regions that I spoke about. Some other folks, we have Will. Welcome, Will. And also Quinn, who is at the Blue Moon Farm Winery and Cider Works in Vancouver in British Columbia. That's up there in Canada. And also, hey to Eric and James. James is an importer. I met James at the Asterius International Hall of Gala Ciders, and he's an importer with La Aptique. And what I'm going to do is put on the Facebook page a little video that I did recording James. It's just like a 20-second clip or so. And you can see that guy there. He's a really nice guy importing amazing ciders, and he's based in the UK. And then we have Georgia, and I'm not sure where you're from, but looks like you got a surfboard in hand, so you're somewhere near the ocean. Anne from Estonia, and Casper, who works at Cider in Rotterdam in the Netherlands. And we know Cider from our chat with Wouter Bliss from, I guess that was episode number 3. So if you want to check that out. And I mentioned Wouter and Cider from time to time. There's also Snaggy Ridge, which is in Tipton, Iowa. Welcome, Snaggy Ridge. Love that name. Better than Jagged Ridge. There's also Aaron from Blake's Hard Cider in Michigan. And definitely excited because there was a little YouTube clip out there. And one of our favorite folks out in Ciderville, Jeffrey, was wearing both a Cider Chat baseball cap that I'll be bringing with me to Chicago. So if you want one of those, give me a shout out. Say, Rhea, bring me one. And he was wearing an Uncle John's Hard Cider shirt at that event too, wherever that YouTube clip was taken. So I posted that on the Facebook page also at Cider Chat. So welcome, Aaron. And Taylor from California. And Taylor and his brother have Double Cider, which is a cider subscription service. And I'm expecting a knock on my door any moment now where that box might be coming in, because I know that they send some my way. Super excited. I'll follow up on that. And then there's Valerie, who is from Boston. And welcome to you all. Dang, what a list of folks from around the world, because cider is around the world. And I want to make a little reach out there. I know that there's cider happening in China, and I'm just wondering what it is. So if you know, if you have a relative or some kind of contact there, please let me know. I'd like to reach out and share that with Ciderville. Send that to Rhea@ciderchat.com. Yeah, we are ready to kick it out. The Ciderville train is still hanging out in Eastern Europe, and we're catching up on some chats that I recorded in September in Asturias at the International Hall of Gala Ciders, where many of these cider makers were presenting their ciders to an international audience. Quite exciting. Last week, in episode 63, we touched down in Estonia and spoke with Alva Rosema of Jani Hansu. Should definitely check out that chat. And this week, we're going to head a little bit further south. So let's just go by the border of countries. You have Estonia, and then to the south is Latvia, then Lithuania, and what actually borders a little piece of Lithuania is Kaliningrad, and that's actually a Russian state. And then there's a wee bit of a border with Poland and Lithuania. To the west of Poland is Belarus, which is, I believe, it's kind of like a Russian occupation state. And then we have Ukraine. And if anybody's following the international news, of course, we know what's going on there with Russia and Ukraine. So all these countries are part of NATO, from what I understand. I'm not sure about Belarus. I should check that out. A little geographically challenged there. But Poland is a really independent country. You remember the rising up there that happened during the occupation and how folks really set forth with Lech Walesa back in, I guess that was the 80s. I'm going to check that date and I'll get back to you on that. So it's a major rocking country. And there's a lot of fun here in this chat, just to kind of, for me, getting to know Poland, getting to know Bart and his friends. There was a whole contingent of them that came down. If you've been following along on Cider Chat, I had posted a little YouTube clip with one of Bart's buddies, and his name is Shemek Ivanik, and he is a blogger. So I'm going to have a link to his blog. It is in Polish, but I really like Shemek. He's a really awesome dude. And the scene there is just, it feels so vibrant and exciting. So that made me quite curious to be able to sit down for a little spell with Bart, talk about the ciders that they were serving, get an idea about the cider scene in Poland, who are the drinkers, who's enjoying it, what's the traditions, and get a sense about this slow flow group that Bart is part of. So, without further ado, let's you and I grab a glass and join this chat with Bartosz Galka of the Slow Flow Group in Poland. I'm sitting out on the steps outside of the International Hall of Gala Ciders. Their all-day event from 12 o'clock noon till 9 p.m. tonight, where there are ciders from around the world. And Bart has this amazing cider from Poland. You've also been attending this event, this three-day event here, judging yesterday, and your ciders were judged, and last night we were at this amazing feast that started at 8 p.m. at night and went till 2 p.m. in the morning. And I know that you were standing up there receiving a lot of awards for your ciders. So why don't we start there? How did you make out at the competition, we would say?
I mean, we started doing cider since 5 years, mm-hmm. and last night gala was amazing. Beautiful places, beautiful people, great food, and of course the awards. Our association got 2 medals, 2 golden medals in different categories. And how did we start it? I mean, since 5 years we've been doing some wines. I mean, culture of cider in Poland is it's very popular. Since 5 years now, but before during the 16th century.
Wow, okay.
It was popular. The name of the cider we used to call jabłecznik, which means like apple. Now we are growing up. We're trying to make some ciders and showing like in this event in the north of Spain. A few months ago, we were in Frankfurt, also in Czech Republic, in Prague. And yeah, that's an amazing event. You can meet many cider makers and have some fun, drink some cider. And
have some connections. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
So where did you get into cider making? Is this something, a tradition from your family? Did you start in it from one business and then you jumped into it from another?
Actually, you're right. That was... I used to work as a marinero. I mean, I used to work on the yachts. Like a few years working on the sea, I came back and the idea of cider making, actually that was an idea of my friend. So we are like association. He said, "Hey, Bart, you want to make some cider, invest some money." So the true story is like this. His father used to do wines and cider, so we are now like partners, business partners.
And what is his name?
Cuba.
Cuba, that's his first name?
That's his first name, Cuba Lorek. And the second business partner, I mean the third one, because we are actually three of us, it's Łukasz Sobór, also from Poland. We've been friends since long time. Now we are business partners in the Slow Flow Group. That's the name of the cidery.
Slow Flow Group.
Yeah, Slow Flow Group.
I love that. And your technical experience, because you're the cider maker, right?
Yeah.
Where did you learn that?
I mean, the main technologist is the father of Cuba. He's okay. The main technologist.
He's a winemaker.
He's the winemaker. Mm-hmm. So basically, he knows all about the ciders and wines, and we learn from him.
And is he part of the business in that way where you're kind of leaning on him for advice, or is he involved in the day-to-day operations?
I mean, he's the main technologist.
Okay.
So, on the beginning, he showed us how to do it. And after that, we learn from different cider makers how they do ciders. We did many experiments with different apples, different varieties. Mostly, we use, like, old varieties of apples. The orchards are, like, 70, 80 years old. No chemical spray.
Wow.
So... we do like no sugar, no sulfur, proper organic stuff.
Right, organic stuff. Know. I want to talk about your ciders in just a moment. Let's give a shout out to Kuba's father. What is his name?
His name is Marcin.
And his last name?
Marcin Lorek, Kuba Lorek, his son. And
right.
The third business partner, Sobór Łukasz.
And what, Marcin, what does he have a wine label? That we should mention?
They do wines, but they don't sell. They
okay.
running like agriculture place, mm-hmm. Agroturistica.
Mm-hmm.
They do also homemade cheese, homemade jamon.
Wow.
They have some chickens and, you know, they do like homemade stuff.
Okay.
So this is how it started in this place. And first year we did the cider and we got the golden medal during the Eno Expo Kraków. That's the cider competition. Second year we did the same. We got the medal. And after that we decided, hello, we got the medal so we can start legal production and sell legally. It took us 2 years to prepare all the documents and to be able to sell legally in Poland. Because it's like in most of the countries, all this paperwork, it took us almost 2 years. But since December last year, we are on the market. We're running, we're selling legally. At the moment, only Poland, Slovakia, Czech Republic. We are here in North Spain to explore new markets, to find new mm-hmm. New people, they want to buy our cider.
That competition you say in Krakow, what was that? And was that for commercial cider makers?
That was last year, 2015. Okay. Craft cider makers. No industrial cider, just a craft, proper craft. Our cidery is in association. We have like 15 cider makers in Poland, but they all craft cider, artisan cider, no industrial.
None.
Because that's the difference, artisan cider and industrial. They do cider from the concentrate. The production is all year long, and we squeeze the apples only when they are ready, like end of the year. We're going to start next week to press the apples. And against to the industrial companies, which they do like all year production, concentrate, the fake gas. Our cider, it's a natural cider, second fermentation in a bottle. That's the champagne method, so the gas is natural.
Mm-hmm. If I was in Poland and I went to a store, what kind of store would I need to go to find cider?
Mostly we concentrate to sell in the wine bars and restaurants. Mm-hmm. We don't sell in the markets. We don't sell in the big markets. So if you want to pass by, I can recommend you a few places. Mm-hmm. We have the website. If you go to www.slowflowgroup.com, you can find us on Facebook, Slow Flow Group. There is a map. You can find us, mostly wine bars and good restaurants.
Do you have a tasting room at your cidery? If you had visitors, can you have visitors come in?
Absolutely, yes, okay. Of course. We having many guests coming. We are inviting them to our cidery, and we make like a degustation. Of course, that's the main point, to mm-hmm. try, to enjoy, and to learn how to drink cider. In Poland, it's a new thing. Since like a few years, as I mentioned before, it's growing, but it's not like North Spain, it's not like Normandy in France, but the subject is growing.
That's exciting. What type of cider drinker are you seeing? Who is that person in Poland that's saying, yes, I want to grab a glass of cider? Is it a man or a woman, or is it both genders?
In fact, our ciders are dry, as I mentioned before. We don't add any sugar, so
right.
There is different customer. Our product is for demanding customers, for the customer who knows what he wants to drink. So he take the bottle from the wine bar, and he knows this is dry, this is organic, there is no chemicals, no sulfur, natural gas. So this is like demanding guest. I mean, young people drink cider, older people drink mm-hmm. cider. This subject is growing, as I said. Somebody likes dry because we concentrate most of the dry ciders.
Mm-hmm.
We don't add any sugar. So if somebody likes sweet, he can take different ciders. Or
mm-hmm.
recently we do also ice cider, which is sweeter.
Yes, I had your ice cider last night, which was tremendous. Well, let's talk about your ciders now. So it's what we would call organic, although there's probably not an organic certification in Poland, is there?
Actually, if you write on the label organic, you have to be sure that it's organic. I say organic, but it's not, we don't have the certificate, organic.
Okay.
I can say we have about 20 tons apples we bought from the organic orchard, but we are new in the market. We sell from December, so we don't have this label like organic written on
it.
Right. So maybe in the next season we will do it. But I say organic like natural cider,
sure.
Because there is no chemicals
mm-hmm.
added. And
are your trees tall trees, or are they small dwarfed trees? What are the size of your trees? And it sounds like you have a pretty big orchard. So what's the size of the trees, and how are you getting the apples? Are you shaking them off the trees? Are you waiting for them to drop?
We have some own orchards, but mostly we're buying from the local farmers.
Oh.
So, of course, the apple, we're looking for, like, sour apples. And, of course, they're falling down from the tree. We're picking them up, or somebody helping us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, like, not dessert apple. It's apple for the cider. So it's different. It's not beauty. It's not waxy around, like you can find in the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes strange shape. But mostly we buying apples from the local farmers.
Wow. And are they bringing that over in a big truck, the apples, and then you're pressing them? How's the transportation?
maybe I explain you. First, we get delivery of apples, but it's not like industrial. We get like 5 tons. And
in a big old pickup truck.
Yeah, so we take the apples, we clean the apples first, then we put in the crusher. And then after we put it in the press, it's hydraulic press. It's not big. Everything is craft, handmade. It's 300 kilos. So from 300 kilos of apples, we can get like 200 liters of juice, freshly squeezed juice. So there is a first fermentation in the tank, and there is the second fermentation in the bottle. That's why there is a visible sediment on the bottom of the bottle.
All these farmers are bringing over the apples. You bring them in there. What kind of press are you using?
As I mentioned, this is a hydraulical press.
Oh, hydraulic.
Basket press. So basically we crush the apples, we put in the press. It's like 300 kilos press. And then hydraulical...
Hydraulic, yeah.
Goes down and squeeze the juice.
And you're putting it into stainless steel tanks?
Yeah, we have stainless tanks, different sizes. The one is 1,000. The Big Mama, we called, it's 4,200 liters. It's a legal tank with all the measures, and it has heating system, cooler system, but we're going to use it in the future because we want to make some also champagne. You can make in this tank beer, but now we're concentrating with cider only.
What is the government's support of cider in Poland? Are they giving any kind of tax breaks, or is there also control over cider making there in terms of level of carbonation or the licensing? How's that set up?
Basically, all the law is written for the big companies, for industrial companies. For example, if you do cider up to 5% of alcohol, you pay less excise tax.
Sure.
All our ciders are more than 6% of alcohol. Mostly they are 7% of alcohol. So we pay more tax. And you have to pay taxes, excise tax. It's like cigarettes and carbon and stuff.
How much is each bottle then taxed if you have like a 7% cider? What is like a per bottle tax that
you pay for 1 hectoliters, which is 100 liter. You pay 160 Polish zloty, which is about 30 euros.
Wow.
30 euros for 100 liter of cider, ready product.
Right. So let's talk about your individual ciders that you're making here. Because I've had a number of them right now, and you're not filtering. I notice that you have a bit of a cloudy cider, so it feels like you're getting this like robust artisanal cider, which is really delightful. So what are some of the names of the different ciders? And I'll be posting this, some of the photos that I have of your cider labels online. But can you talk about individual styles that you're making?
Basically when we get the apples from the local farmers, we try to squeeze them individually. Like we have one variety of apple, which is Grochówka. It's an old Polish apple tree. We have also other single varieties. But after, we make like coupage. So we try a little bit of this one is sweet, this one is sour. So we make like a coupage.
Is coupage another name for blending?
Cuvée.
Okay, cuvée.
Blending, cuvée
okay.
in French.
Right, sure.
But
okay.
Coupage, it's like the name we use. And also we make some new projects, cider influence with hops. Also, there was a new project we did a few months ago. We do a wine, so we press the grapes and we take the skins and we make like second fermentation, apple juice on the top of the skins from grapes. Red grapes. So that's why we take the color from the grapes. The name of the last cider, it's Forfeiter.
Forfeiter.
Yeah, that's the one. So that's the red cider, like cider rosé.
Now, what is Forfeiter? What was the...
That's the story. Forfeiter is the name of the alligator.
Can you say more about that?
Actually, that's a crazy story. There was a Polish guy, he lives in UK, and he was hunting some fishes in the lake, and there was this big alligator. He dropped him some chicken, and he was trying to catch him, and there was a song made after this. And I'm gonna give him a chicken. That's all the Polish people, they know, doesn't mean Forfeiter. Forfeiter. Eat it, Forfeit, at least Forfeit, try it. On the internet, you can find it if you type it four-feeder, you can find it.
Can find it. Four-feeder. That's really fun. And that's the one that's made with the grapes.
That's the one.
The grape skins. Wow. Interesting. And that one has a blush color to it. Is that correct? Are you getting some?
I have to say true. I mean, we are on the north of Spain, and I sent my cider on the pallets, wooden pallets, and it was a transport. It took us like 10 days. So wow. The ciders, they were on the truck, and I think a little bit too much rough ways.
Yeah.
So some of them, they got a little bit cloudy. All the sediment went a little bit up.
Yeah.
But normally they are more visible, more...
The clarity is there,
yeah.
like a brilliance of clarity.
But there is a natural sediment on the bottom. Nothing wrong with that.
This nothing wrong with that.
Second fermentation, all the yeast, they go down.
Sure.
Some other cider makers and the lovers of cider, they said there is lots of good sense and taste. I mean, cider has lots of antioxidants. It's good for digestive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can drink it in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, maybe something
all day
stronger.
Long. All day long.
Yeah,
all day
absolutely.
Long. Well, maybe not the 7% all day long for me, but a little bit lower alcohol might be a nice little breakfast drink. Why not? The hops that you're doing, can you talk more about that? Was that inspired by some other hop ciders that you saw in the world? Or?
Of course. Also in Poland, in most of the European countries, artisan beers are coming to be more popular. Artisan cider, like a craft cider, we call it.
Right.
So I have friends, they do beers.
Mm-hmm.
They have a brewery nearby us, and we are helping each other.
Okay.
And they use proper hops, different American, like Citra or Polish, different hops.
Right.
You can buy it on the market easy. And, of course, you can buy old beers, which are, like, not really hoppy. They don't have much hops inside.
Huh.
But the new artisan ciders, new artisan beers, they have proper stuff, like proper hops, insider accidents, proper apples, and...
Wow. That's really exciting. I mean, I've had all your ciders, I think, but I'm going to go back to the table with you afterwards and make sure that I have had them all. What are you seeing? What are you watching in terms of the global cider market right now? Are there, being based in Poland, is it kind of Poland-centric, or are you looking at any particular markets out there in the world to what do the Polish cider makers talk about when you're kind of talking about the world market?
I mean... Of course, that's a big potential. Consumption of cider is growing. And we have some contacts with people in Asia also. I'm having some conversation with a girl from Mexico. But this is just like a start of the deal. And of course, we would like to export cider in other countries, other continents. But... I think we need a little bit more time to get on the market and to have our position like stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are new on the market. We started last year selling legally from December. So this is first year, but we're doing great. I think we're doing good.
Yes, you are, especially with all those medals that you're walking away with from here in Gijon. That's a good start to
it. Yeah, we are helping each other. We are an association, like a Polish Craft Cider Association.
Is that what it's called? What is the association called in Poland?
Polish Craft Cider Association.
Okay. Is that something you could find online? Is there a website for it?
Yeah, we have a fan page on Facebook. If you type Polish Craft Cider Makers, or if you go to our website, Slow Flow Group, you can find it.
Great.
We'll
make sure that we could do that in that way there.
So we are like association. We help each other. We're trying to cultivate all the varieties of apples, because most of the old varieties of apples, the farmers, they cut it. So it's not easy to get good apple for cider. Good apple, which is like nice, acidy, and at the same time sweet, and without chemical spray and stuff like this.
Do you have any bitter sharp or bittersweet apples?
Yeah, actually, there is on the table. I invite you. You can come. I don't know if you try. The name of the apple is Grochówka. It's a nice bitter skin. So it's a one variety of apple we have in the cider. And the rest, we have six different kinds of cider. Difference is varieties of apple. So we blend it after. There is one variety, Krochówka, nice, mm-hmm. bitter. The other one, single variety we have, is Golden Delicious. And the rest, it's mixed up, mm-hmm. Blended.
Is it Krochówka? It's not a red flesh apple. The red pulp, it's not red inside.
No. White. We use the red apples inside. It's called, there is a Polish name, Malinówka Oberlandzka, red skin and the red inside.
Okay.
And we did cider. It's going to be soon on the market. It's called Pink Lady.
Oh.
Pink Lady. There is a nice label with the girl with nice sexy shoes, like high heels. That's the labels. All the labels we have on the bottles, they were designed by a Polish friend, our Polish friend from Warsaw. She's an artist. Everything was doing by her hands, wow. Drawing by her hands.
Fun. Excellent. Well, I'm so thrilled to be able to talk to you about what's happening there in your country, in Poland, and specifically your cidery. I can't even imagine where you're going to be in 5 years, except that it's just going to be rocket ship up, you know,
yeah,
to the sky. Because your passion is so deep, and your sincerity is really comes through in your cider. I really wish you the best of luck, Bart.
Nice to hear that. You should come to Poland. I mean, wherever you have time, take your friends, and we make like a nice reportage or something, you know, what people like to see, and try some cider from the tank. Make fiesta.
Yes, yeah, right. The cider tourists are ready to come to Poland.
Absolutely,
indeed.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
There are so many parallel universes out there in Ciderville, and after speaking with Bart and hearing what's going down, it just feels so familiar to me and equally exciting, because you have this like language piece that just lets you savor a little bit more of the experience, like that apple, Krochówka, and that is part of the four-feeder that we heard, and there will be a link to the YouTube clip so you can listen to the band. They're incorporating both English and Polish words in that song. It's a lot of fun. It's a really rocking song, so maybe that'll revive that a little bit. Follow that up. And then there's the names here. You know how they spell cider? C-Y-D-R for cider, and they're using cider smicken. Just fun names, and you have to wrap your tongue around it, and I think that gets us into like a savory moment, the language that we have to kind of wrangle with. I'm spending a lot of time on these types of podcasts going back and forth to Google Translate and still kind of messing it up, but I'm doing the best I can. Thanks again to Bartosz Galka from Slow Flow Group in Poland. And another big thank you to the patrons of Cider Chat. You too can become a patron by going to the Cider Chat Patreon page today. Because it could sound like, instead of a big, oh yes, now, I just love the roar of cider around the land, and I hope you do too. Hey now, next week we'll be talking with Brian Rutzen of The Northman, a cider bar in Chicago, and he's going to be giving us the local tips and some things to consider. Whether you're going to any of those Chicago cider events or you have a trip coming down the line. So I'll be looking forward to checking in with you then and sharing what I found out with Brian. This is a Rio Windcaller. Around the town, catch you on the bounce, and see you soon in Ciderville.
I like Spain. I heard about the Spanish event here, so I said, I'm going.
It was a good idea,
I'm going,
I think.
I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeehaw!